Italian Football Podcast.
The star of the show, there's no doubt about who the star of the show was in this game, and that was Gianluca Scamacca. I mean, this is as good as I've ever seen him play.
Same.
Complete performance. Everything about him. Like, two world-class goals. One that was allowed, which was the acrobatic goal, which was a decisive goal at a critical moment where Atalanta were going out, and he scores an unbelievable acrobatic kind of side scissor kick goal to make it 2-1. The goal that he had disallowed, though, at 1-0, which would have made it 2-0. Insane. Roof the net. Blast it. Wow, what a goal. Was disallowed for Coop Miner's foul on Beltran, which was, maybe it was the right decision. But anyway, what a goal it was. He got Milenkovic sent off as well. He got the assist, didn't he, for Lukman's... What was really
well, he should have gotten it, but there was a touch in between.
Okay. Let's call it an assist. I mean, it was basically an assist. He set up a De Roon chance with a brilliant header. He was fantastic.
Well, he set up Cork Miners as well.
Yeah. I mean, he was decisive. He was, he was producing goals, scoring, creating his link up play. He was great in the air. He was playing for the team, linking up. He was available. He was in the right position.
His movement was excellent.
Everything. This is the Scamacca that if he plays like this, this is a player that is as good as anybody in his position. I mean, this was a perfect performance. I cannot criticize his performance in one way at all.
No, there's nothing to criticize because he was absolutely outstanding and he showed what he can do when he's at his best. He is a special player. A couple of years ago on this pod, I said that he could be the future of the Italian national team for a couple of years. I think that's what he is. He is the future of which the number nine role in Italy should be built around. That's my opinion now. I don't see any doubt. If he continues like this, he has to be. And with all due respect to Atalanta, Milan are looking for a number nine. If Juve sell Vlahovic, this is who they should go after. If Inter sell Thuram, this is who they should go after. He is in this form. He's good enough for any of those three teams. He is a special player, and the fact that he can create something out of nothing—that's the Ibrahimovic in him, which Italian media have been saying that he has characteristics that remind them of Ibrahimovic. That's it. He can pull a rabbit out of a hat at the drop of a dime when there isn't even a chance, when there is nothing there. It's not even a goal-scoring chance. He can pull that out because he has that quality. The scissor kick, the shooting, the technique. He's a very, very unique player. He's a fantastically unique player.
And he's been so good since he wasn't called up for Italy
and was criticized by both Spalletti and Gasperini.
Yeah, and he wasn't called up the right way for the March international break. And then it's kind of you're asking questions. Well, is he not going to go to Euro 2024? Well, he's responded since then with seven goals for Atalanta, just over a month. Seven goals in just over a month. Big goals, decisive goals. You know,
important goals in important games and decisive moments.
Taking Atalanta through against Sporting, against Liverpool. You know, this goal to save them in the Coppa Italia, big goals in Serie A. I mean, he's been absolutely incredible. He's responded in the perfect way, and I'm so happy because let's be honest, Nima, Italy need this Scamacca if they're going to have any chance of overperforming at Euro 2024. Yeah. They need this Scamacca, don't they?
They absolutely do. But this is also, again, going into the season and throughout the season where he has struggled, the questions we were asking and the criticism he received was his maturity and his mental strength. Well, the last few months, he has shown mental growth. He has shown a maturity that we haven't seen before, that he takes criticism the right way. He takes it on board and understands that it's not the coach, it's him. He needs to work harder. He needs to make himself more available to the team, as they say in Italy, one of my favorite Italian football expressions. He's really doing that. And he's also leading. He's becoming the pillar, a focal point of an Atalanta that have a shot at winning two trophies. And it's he's the symbol of that. And he needs to be this good because the talent has always been there. And he's 25 now. He's not a kid. And now's the time for him to start showing. And this is the business end of the season. If he can, you know, he's going to miss the Coppa Italia final. So, you know, there
is
that.
Yeah, that's a big shame. That is.
He's suspended.
That's a massive loss for Atalanta.
He's suspended for that.
Locatelli's suspended for Juventus, by the way, as well. But this is a huge blow. It's a shame because he deserves to play that final. But
he needs to make sure that Atalanta play the final of the Europa League and that he's available for that.
Yeah,
that's what he needs.
Well, he will
be
available for that as long as he's not injured or he gets a red card because
yellow
cards are wiped, aren't they?
That's exactly my point. Don't get sent off.
Yeah, talking about Italy, we know what Italy's biggest weakness is at the Euros.
It's not nice.
They don't have any. Well, just don't have any attackers. Well, and the nine. Well, nine especially, but we just don't have the quality in attack.
Let me tell you something there though. Scamacca in this form, with Raspadori, his mate from Sassuolo, up front in a 3-5-2 two-man attack. That is very interesting. Those two can play together. They can play together.
Well,
maybe that's
something they could look at. Maybe that is something they can look at because at the very least, you get two players that understand each other. I mean, let's be honest. Raspadori's had a very bad season. Very bad season.
Yeah.
Very, very bad. I mean, I think.
But he's never played better than
Andrea Spalletti. I think he had two goals and two assists in 30 games or something like that.
But he's never been better than when he played under Spalletti. Mm. And he's never played better. And when he played with Scamacca, they were really, really good at Sassuolo.
I agree with the Scamacca thing. I mean, I don't think he was amazing for Napoli last season either, other than in the group stages of the Champions League and game against Juventus. I do think that's a possibility. But what I know for sure is that if this is the Scamacca that turns up for Italy, then Italy have a chance of actually hurting opposition. Because that's my biggest concern, is that we just don't have anything to hurt teams in attack. We don't have the quality in attack. Chiesa, we can kind of hope and pray that Spalletti can rehabilitate.
Snaps out of it.
Yeah, we can hope and pray, but that's hope and pray. That's hope and prayer. That isn't, you know, what we can expect. We'll see. I mean, so far, Scamacca has one goal in 15 games for Italy. He's never really done it. Well, he hasn't done it for Italy, the Italy national team. But also, we've never seen, as you said, as mature Scamacca as we've seen. But at the same time, this is over a course of a month. You know, he's done this for a month. Now we need to see him do this consistently. We need to see him continue this for the rest of the season. There's a month left of the season. We need to see him do this for another month. That's 2 months going into the Euros with 2 months of fantastic form. Then he can hopefully do that for Italy at the Euro. So I'm not going to come out and suddenly say, you know, Scamacca's proved that he is a top player because he's done it for a month.
He hasn't proved anything other than that the talent, when he realizes it, is unbelievable at an incredibly high level. Mm. But he needs to do it consistently in order to be a top player. But what I'm saying is, I truly believe that this is the person Italy should build their future around. In attack. That's what I do think. I think for the next 2-3 years, Scamacca is the person they should be building around. Because when he is in form, when he is this Scamacca, Italy don't have anyone on his level when he plays at this level. They just don't. And so for me, the natural thing is continue to grow. And of course, depending on what happens in the summer, if he has a good end of the season with Atalanta, if he were to do the miracle and win the Europa League with Atalanta, if he were to go to Italy and score 4 or 5 goals, give them to, you know, if they were to get to the semi-final, God knows, even win it or something like that, then, and he would be the focal point of that, then I think he will get a big move in the summer. I think he will. I think more and more of these clubs will start asking questions of themselves and thinking, well, Zirkzee, Scamacca, who do you go for? Who do we need? And I think that's great for Italy. That's great for him. But first things first, great, great month. Now continue it until the end of the season. Yeah. Then we can talk about the Euros.
Yeah, spot on.